The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California.
Hey guys, welcome to Beating It Up, brought to you by Prod.Lilze. You know, in the last episode, I talked about starting out, building your base, getting to understand what you're doing, and which is very important to starting off your producing experience and producing journey. Today, I wanted to tap into and introduce the idea of finding your sound or finding what you want to do in terms of genre or type beats that you want to make. I want you to, first off, dive into different genres to find inspiration. In my situation, I like listening to old music, so that really inspired me to, you know, move into the way of hip-hop, because hip-hop used to pop back then when I was a younger kid going through adolescence, hearing these different songs, which inspired me to make beats. In specific, I was hearing a lot of the older West Coast hip-hop beats or hip-hop songs, which inspired me to make West Coast hip-hop beats. Since you're just starting, you know, it's okay to not know what you want to do right away. With that being said, use inspiration from YouTube videos, your favorite artists, find inspiration in newly released songs. If you know, are from a particular area where there's a certain type of music made, find inspiration maybe in that. For example, your local popular genre. In my case, obviously, West Coast hip hop. I feel like that's very important because I feel like I have the drive and have the motivation to keep making beats of or origin of where I'm from. With that being said, there's a lot of different rhythms from where I'm from. It's not only just West Coast hip-hop. There's also East hip-hop. There's also country. There's also rock. There's a bunch of different genres and different rhythms that you could really tap into if you really just think about what you want to do and really dive deep into what type of genre you really want to invest your producing journey to start in. Don't get me wrong. Starting in one place and ending in another is perfectly okay. What I mean by that is, for me, I started off making little baby type beats, which is basically like Atlanta rap or modern hip hop rap beats. And which, don't get me wrong, it was going good for me, but it wasn't really what I wanted to do at the end of the day. I still had much more inspiration in West Coast hip hop. I just did not know how to or where to start. That being said, don't be discouraged that you have to hop around certain genres or certain sounding beats, because in reality, I think a lot of producers have that type of journey. I don't think a lot of people start off doing what they're finishing in, at least in my opinion. I think that a lot of people start off in a way different section of music in the music community, and then end up in a different section of the music community. I feel like committing yourself early isn't the best. I don't think it's really the best decision you can make. But if you know what you're doing and if you know that's what you want to do, stick to it and stay to it. I feel like that's really what's going to be beneficial for you, because if you have the motivation, have the want to make the certain type of beat or a certain type of genre beat, you're going to strive in it. That's just the end concept. You're going to strive in it. No matter what, you stick to it. You found your genre. You found your inspiration. You're going to succeed, whether it's tomorrow, whether it's 4 weeks from now, whether it's a year from now, you're going to find success somewhere along the road. So do not drop your head when you eventually try out something new or you end up starting off where you want to start off and find your genre and you're not doing too good. You know, don't drop your head. It's a journey. Remember, it's always a journey. Back to the topic of genres, I feel like genres has everything to do with inspiration and, you know, a producer's journey. Not everyone likes the same genre. Not everybody favors the same genre. And not everybody comes from the same place. There's a lot of people of different backgrounds and different genre origins that end up making a certain type of beat. For example, West Coast. Not every West Coast producer is from the West Coast. Not every hip-hop producer comes from a place where hip-hop is super famous. Sometimes people come from different places, favor different genres, and still end up making a different certain type of beat. So keep that in mind. You don't have to start where you're from or where your origin is, or you don't have to start off or even end off where, you know, you are. Maybe, for example, you're from the West Coast. You don't have to end off making West Coast beats, and you don't have to start by making West Coast beats. I was just saying that's a good way to go about starting your producing journey, going about starting and finding your sound, and then starting your producing experience. Finding your sound is ultimately the biggest part of your base as a producer. You do not have your sound. If you don't have a specific genre yet, you won't be able to make profit. You won't be able to reach out. You won't be able to collaborate with people just because you yourself do not know what you're doing. I feel like if you are able to find out and figure out what you're doing before you start trying to reach out and before you start trying to do big things, then your base is solidified and you will be good to branch out and start doing different things in your producing journey. With that being said, this is all I have for this episode of Beating It Up, brought to you by Prod.Lil Zay. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for listening. And I'll catch y'all next time.